We have many people in that room that are aggressively speaking to people. And we acquire information, we put it on a board, and we discuss it. And at the end of the day, Josh looked at me, and I did what I did. We approved the deal. I approved the deal.
Philadelphia has traded the rights of Mikal Bridges to the Phoenix Suns for Zaire Smith, who's the 16th pick in the draft. The Suns will also send a 2021 first-round pick that they have from the Miami Heat to Philadelphia. So Mikal Bridges, who grew up dreaming of playing for the Sixers, mom works for the Sixers, he'll go to the Suns now.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.
Well, good Friday morning.
Real cases from...
It is the Fanatic at 5 alongside Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, and what a night in the NBA draft. We'll get you caught up on everything that happened. We'll hear everything from the major players as well, from Brett Brown, as you heard, approving the trade, Woj announcing the trade. It was a crazy night, as it looked like Mikal Bridges was locked in at number 10, the hometown favorite. Mother in the front office. In fact, ESPN doing the post-draft interview with not only Mikal, but his mom as well. And it was great here in Philadelphia watching that and seeing the emotion pour out of both of those people in Mikal and his mom. And then you hear the news a couple of minutes later that the Sixers make a deal with the Phoenix Suns, trading for Zaire Smith and a future first-round pick from Miami. That would be 2021. So a couple of things pop out in this. Not only do they actually get a kid in the first round with their pick that we expect to be on the floor right away in Zaire Smith, and we'll talk a little bit of a length about Zaire Smith coming up, but they also take some kid, Landry Shamet, 26th overall from Wichita State. If you haven't seen him play, like most of us haven't, he's basically just there to knock down threes, if he's even there. But the news coming down really right away that Mikal Bridges gets moved, it was a shocker. And now you have to look at that first round pick and say, okay, well, are they really going to wait for it to come to fruition in 2021? Are they going to actively use it right now as a chip to bring somebody in? And then who else would that somebody be but Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, that was my first thought. You know, after the shock of it, I was just like, wait, what? They just traded him? But yeah, my first thought was that it's a trade chip for somebody like the Spurs. Let's say a CJ McCollum became available, and then worst case, it's yours. And it's not a bad asset because it's unprotected. It's really hard to project what the Heat are going to be in 2-3 years. It's possible they're good. It's possible they're bad, but it's unprotected. So it becomes a decent asset. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, I mean, that was my first thought, was I didn't believe for a second that this was like their plan. You know, it wasn't one of these pre-thought out trades like, oh, we know Phoenix likes Mikal. So I do think they got the call, you know, after the pick, and we're just kind of impressed with the offer and took it.
Yeah, it looked like this was a highly motivated purchase by Phoenix, in which they're looking to, I mean, they had a good draft the last couple of years. If you look at what they've been able to do with Eitan at the top and, you know, Booker obviously been there, and now adding a kid like Mikal Bridges on the wing who can knock down shots. And they're definitely looking to improve where they've been and get out of that slop area that they've been in at the top of the draft. And the only way to do that, right, is to spend. So you expend that. And let's be honest, how many of these guys are going to be around anyway? Booker's a restricted free agent coming up, so they're trying to build and make a plea for him to stay. If they lose him, forget it.
Yeah. Do you know you ruined Eitan's name? DeAndre Eitan's name?
Yeah.
Every time I want to say Eitan.
I know.
And it's Anton. Right?
I should apologize probably to the entire Delaware Valley, maybe the country at this point.
I'm going to say it wrong all the time now because of you.
That's fine.
But Phoenix does have a nice little core now.
But that was you're right. That's the motivation to get him back.
Yeah,
The Sixers.
And Josh Jackson's there too. So they have 4 or 5 young lottery picks that all look like they can play a little bit.
He's long, man, and he can play.
Yeah. And Mikal's probably going to have some room to shoot out there. But
I was shocked.
Oh, yeah. On the human side of things, like, because I was with my wife watching it, and we were out at our local just bar, And, you know, I'm telling her the backstory, like, look, there's the mother. She works in human resources.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's such a great story, you know? And then we leave. 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, he's traded now.
You know, it's funny. I thought something was
up. She's like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy when you get the reaction. I was walking down the hall and I get a text from you because I took a break from the broadcast for just a second and then I turned around and looked
at my
phone.
Apparently you can't do that last night.
No, because you'll miss a trade like that. And the crazy thing for me was, normally, you know, when we're on the air and other hosts text us, we're rather responsive because they're usually giving us a tidbit or answering something or question. So I text Devon right away. Congrats.
So did I.
I didn't hear back from him.
Neither did I.
And I thought, all right, that in hindsight, something was up because normally he's very quick, especially if you're putting the praise on. He's very quick to respond. Thank you. Thank you. As humble as he is. So I thought, now looking back in hindsight, maybe he knew something as well.
Yeah.
So here's the situation. Is the Sixers draft two guys that have a specific skill set, not to quote a movie here, but they also don't really do much else outside of that. One guy locked into a two spot in Zaire Smith, and Landry's going to be out there if, again, he's out there to really knock down threes and has to improve a lot around his game. But focus on Zaire Smith for just a second. That's the big pick that comes out of this draft. And you can look at the athletic ability, the raw athletic ability that this kid had, undeniable in college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Undeniable. He can get to the rack. He can put the ball on the floor.
He even talked about, you know, playing with Ben Simmons. You know, I'm a great cutter and Ben's a great passer, so the two of us are a good combo together.
And I think it's going to work, absolutely.
Well, here's a cut of Brett. He's talking about how Bridges would have had the impact right away, whereas Zaire might have to fight for minutes at first.
Mikal Bridges would have come in and slotted in and played right away. Zaire is going to be fighting for some minutes, and we're going to develop him, and we are excited to do that. And he may jump into this thing in a quicker way.
Yeah, I get it. And I think that's what the shock value was. If you take away the first round pick for just a second, and we're going to get to this because Brett Brown had a phrase last night that has already captivated social media and the entire city, and it won't stop, I imagine, moving forward until free agency is done.
Made me feel good.
Yeah, and I think it made a lot of us feel great.
Because we were all kind of reeling there from the trade, like our heads spinning a little bit, what's going on, and then Brett comes out, and as always, he says the right stuff. And the beautiful thing about Brett is he doesn't hide or dodge from anything. It's you know, he's honest, and he's out there, and he tells you what, at least I believe he believes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. Real quick, before we get to that, though, I just wanted to look at the reaction, as you said, head still spinning, and I think that's a great way to put it from the trade, because the news comes down, and if you just look at it player for player, that do we need to leave the building?
Fire alarm?
Yeah.
So apologies if you can hear any of that.
Well, I can hear it, so therefore everybody else can hear it. I'm just curious if
I know
we
there
have
was
to
some
leave.
Test. No, I don't think so. There, okay. were some emails about testing.
Because I ain't going anywhere. This is the Fanatic at 5, right? You and I are here for the people.
It's post-draft day. We're not
exactly
going anywhere.
Exactly right. We have a duty to stay on the front line. Anthony and Bob are going to come your way at 6 a.m. They're down at the Tropicana. Oh,
by the way, let's just run down the guest list today real quick.
It's pretty busy, right?
Yeah, Sixers coach Brett Brown is going to join the show at 8 a.m. and newest Sixers Zaire Smith will be joining the show at around 9:15. And one thing I'm really excited about is how Brett is going to say Zaire.
Zaire. That's a. You know what we should do?
It might be my new favorite, Brett Zaire.
Here's what we should suggest this to Anthony.
Yeah.
Maybe he's listening in.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
We should all do a mock Zaire, and then match it up when Brett says it, and then see who does the best impersonation of it.
See if Brett does the best Brett.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll match them all five of them, and see who's the best Zaire.
Zaire.
I can't wait. That's a great one. So as the alarm goes back in the background there, it's fantastic. This is just a test, mind you. Looking at the difference in player, it's not much really to get excited about with Zaire Smith for two reasons. One, because what does this say about Markelle Fultz? Zaire Smith, essentially with his height, is locked into the two spot, a guy that can't really shoot well.
Yeah, I read something. He's almost just about 6'3 without sneakers on. I think they list him at 6'5. From what I read, that might be a little generous.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for anybody out there expected to play the wing.
Yeah,
or anything along those lines. He's just not. Now, again, maybe you play a smaller lineup at some point with he, Fultz, and Ben on the floor.
I think the biggest thing, and maybe the Celtics series dictated this, is that he has potential to be a true lockdown defender on the perimeter. So I think maybe that Boston series, they said, man, we just got to get athletic and we got to get defenders and we got to get guys that can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim.
And I think that's all you're going to get from him at this point.
That's what his upside is.
Correct.
I don't think he's ever going to be a great shooter or anything like that. So in a way, he's Fultz insurance, in my opinion. I do think he's going to be playing that too. I think he's too small to be playing three or four. But the chances of him being a lockdown perimeter defender, I think, is his best attribute.
All right. I agree. And the question that I will have is how immediate of an impact he's going to be making. Because, again, if you take the pick away, we're going to get to Brett Brown's comment in a second. If you just look at the two players, Bridges comes in and makes a 52-win team better right away. Now, again, I can't quantify that he's going to add five games or six wins or something like that.
No, yeah. But I mean, Brett didn't deny it either. You know, he was like, yeah, Bridges would have contributed more right away.
You can move away even from a Redick at this point if there's more money to be spent in free agency. I mean, it allows you to move away from scorers where you are at the point.
Scorers.
Zaire. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. If you'd like to react to a busy, crazy night from the Philadelphia 76ers, yes, they did take home three players from the draft, two in the first round, and of course the big trade centering around the Phoenix Suns sending back Zaire Smith and the 2021 Miami Heat first round pick, which led Brett Brown to talk about why this offseason is far from over.
We are star hunting.
Oh, I love that.
Or we are star developing.
The echo
is
beautiful.
That's how you win a championship.
That echo is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
Can we go again with that, please? I'll shut up this time.
We are star hunting. Or we are star developing. That's how you win a championship.
You know, the best part about that, beyond, of course, the echo effect, is that it's two-pronged. And that the system right here in Philadelphia with this basketball team is just splitting out. So that you know you have two kids that you are developing. You are star developing. And that at the same time, you still have the ammunition. And this is really the big thing that you take away. Because, yes, Zaire Smith and Landry Shamet are not going to be game ready day one. But you know who would be? Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get from this team's actions last night and Brett Brown's words that followed up. That's the combination of, we ain't done yet.
And he had a certain swag and confidence about him when he was talking about the star hunting. So even if it's not a Kawhi, you know somebody else is going to find themselves on the block somehow. If it's a CJ McCollum, if it's, you know, somebody of that ilk, it's certainly possible. And this trade asset is a piece, I think, of any future deal.
Absolutely.
For sure. So that was my first thought last night. And, you know, once I was a little upset at first. I was like, wait, what? But then once I looked at the true value of the trade, they got a good return.
And okay, so let's look at this. How much of your reaction to this year's draft will be based on what they do with this first round pick? Meaning, and let me just explain, if they don't have Kawhi, and I'm not saying, you know, all eggs in the basket, meaning the offseason's a failure. I'm just talking specifically with this one pick.
If they end up having just the pick and it becomes their pick, I'm still happy with it.
I'm not as happy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I wouldn't be as happy either.
I don't know what the hell Pat Riley's thinking. As long as he's down there, that team's going to be aggressive. It is South Beach. They are a destination. They are going to have a lot of money to spend at that point as well. Now, they could be in tank mode or bad mode like they were when they got Justice Winslow, something like that. We know that there's going to be money off the books. It's hard for me to just get excited saying automatically it's going to be a good pick.
No, you can't assume that, but
why I need to get rid of it now.
Well, I mean, we'll have to deep dive into the Heat roster and what's going on. I know, right now, my friend. I know Justice Winslow, they're looking to trade right now. I think Dragic may not be under contract then. You know, Hassan Whiteside will probably
Gone.
I was going to say, should be coming off the books. So it is going to depend on how the Heat, you know, get big money free agents in there, it looks like, because they don't have any real core young centerpieces that you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm jealous of that kid.
Yeah, and
so we'll
see. You already knew, and for Miami, you already knew that you weren't going to have that pick anyway.
Yeah.
So you've already been looking at business as far as ahead and knowing that you're a couple of years down the line.
So nobody knows.
No.
It could end up being a top, 10 pick. It could end up being a 25th. So, you roll the dice a little bit. But I think value-wise, to move back six spots and get a first unprotected is good value.
Yeah, from the trade standpoint, I agree with you that the pick was great, and it allows you to remain in the game right now. It's another chip to match with Boston, because clearly they're not out of it until they're dead. And anybody else, if it's the Lakers or the Clippers in this matter, because Kawhi said that. Now, again, you still have to go match this with our excitement on one hand, where the Sixers are able to make that trade, get an extra chip, and still be in the running for Kawhi, and also what he said. I mean, what Kawhi said the other day is pretty strong, that any team not in L.A. trading for him is only going to be a one-year rental.
Yeah, those are big words.
So at this point, it's still a major risk. Now, again, you're still in the game because you have that Miami pick, but it's still a pretty big risk, Jamie.
I have a cut here from R.C. Buford where he talks about their hopes of keeping Kawhi.
Kawhi and his family mean a lot to our organization and the community, and while none of us would wish we are where we are, we're going to do what we can to build the best relationship we can with him, and we'll explore all of our options, but the first one would be to do what we can to keep Kawhi as a part of our group.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
I think it's done, bro.
Yeah?
I think the breakup, at best, it's at the stage of the relationship where they broke up, got back together.
You know
it's ending, though.
Yes, correct. You know it's ending, but you have another stretch. I wonder if...
Is this year
they just play it out. Here's a possible scenario, right?
But does he respect them enough to do that now?
I don't think it's so much as he respects them as... Here's it. And we'll get to your reaction. I know there are people up there, 610-632-0975. It's the Fanatic at 5, Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, at J.E. Lynch Jr., at Shander Show. Based on how this has been playing out, what Kawhi Leonard said, could you not see now an increasing realistic scenario where all three guys just stay put for one more year?
You mean LeBron included?
And Paul George. Now, LeBron may go somewhere for just a year, but still, this is just one year. Well, Paul George is...
There's a lot of rumors that Paul George is going to stay in Oklahoma.
Okay, say right. And that would mean, okay, Kawhi rides it out one more year. LeBron rides wherever it is one more year, takes that $35 million in Cleveland for one more year, and then they go to either L.A. or somewhere else, most likely the Lakers.
Certainly possible. Anything's possible in this league.
No, I get that, but... Are you feeling it like I am, where I feel like it's increasingly more of a reality as opposed to just, oh, well, based... You even said it with Paul George and the rumors.
I know Colin Sexton was begging LeBron to stay.
Yeah, that was a little weird. And credit to him, he felt a little weird doing it.
Yeah, I can't see LeBron. Maybe the other two I could see. It's something about LeBron staying in Cleveland just doesn't sit well with me.
Well, one year, I'll take him.
Yeah. Oh, here?
Well, I'm saying if it's not Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll happily be
it
his.
Might be Houston for a year. It might be here for a year. You never know.
The other part of this is they did shed a little bit of contract with some of the moves last night.
Sixers.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So they freed up a little bit of space, a little bit of wiggle room, for that $34.5 million max contract. So... If LeBron wants to use us for a year, I'm here to be used.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, if anything, it makes it a little bit more viable now if Paul George stays for a year, if Kawhi Leonard just says, all right, I'll ride it out for a year, then LeBron's options are limited.
Yeah.
Because he's only going to go in for 1 year, you know that, and it's either going to be Cleveland, Philadelphia, or Houston.
And then you hope it's a good enough year that maybe he stays long term. Who knows? Here, I want to read you Zaire Smith's NBA draft profile for those of you that may not know or seen Zaire play. Smith had a breakout season for Texas Tech. As a result, he improved his draft stock perhaps more than any player in the nation. Although he seems physically ready for the next level, he still needs to improve upon his basketball skills. His three-point shooting needs to be a major focus leading up to the draft, as it's a necessity for NBA shooting guards. As of now, he brings more value on the defense than in any other aspect of his game. Once he gets stronger, he is going to be the total defensive package from the wing spot. Smith declared for the 2018 draft but stopped short of hiring an agent, thus giving him the option to return. But that clearly didn't happen.
No. Listen, I think that there are a couple of things that he does well. But from a player-specific, I don't mean to minimize him, but my main excitement is that the Sixers are still going to be active in both free agency and trading for a player because
Stall
of that
hunting.
Pick. Exactly. As far as Zaire Smith is concerned, he doesn't do much for me. He doesn't. Bridges, Porter.
There
are guys
more.
On the board that did more for me.
The Porter-Bridges debate is going to be a big one. Because he ended up going to Denver, which is actually a good spot for him because he can probably, there's not a ton of pressure because that's probably a near playoff team or playoff team. So he can kind of take it easy, ease his way in out there and still contribute. So, but that one will be, we'll be talking about the Porter Bridges, Zaire, scenario for a while, I think.
Josh is on the Fanatic at 5 with Jamie Lynch and Eitan Shander. Josh.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey. This trade was about two things. One, finding a defender to shut down Jason Tatum. And number two, Kawhi Leonard. And we all agree that that's why they made this trade. Now, I think they know more than we do because even when Porter Jr.'s fallen, I expected maybe a 26th pick and another player and something else to move up to try to get him. But they didn't. And that's confusing to me. So that just tells me that they're all in on Kawhi, and it's a matter of when you pull the trigger. I do it now because I don't wait to the deadline when other teams like Boston might get in the mix or Houston or other teams. So we're going to make this move now. That's what I got from this draft last night. But he does nothing for me, this guy.
Yeah, Josh, we appreciate the phone call. I think Josh is probably going to represent a lot of people today that are thrilled the Sixers made a move to still stay in the trade for a star, as Brett Brown said, star hunting game, and that they have a chance to still be a player in free agency as well, because you can trade for somebody like Kawhi and go out and sign somebody like LeBron. So these dreams aren't over.
Yeah.
And I think people are excited about that. But then at the end of his call, you get where it's like, all right, Smith the player, locked in at the two. Fultz insurance, I'm going to steal that term from you, which is basically like Fultz and Smith kind of in a rotation at this point.
Yeah.
And what does that say about what they think about Fultz?
Yeah, that's highly concerning.
Yeah, all right.
But I do think they have in mind for Zaire is kind of that second unit guy, you know, come in, energy, shut down the Tatum when you need some defensive presence. So I think that's kind of his ceiling. And then just athletically, he can run, he can cut, he can create some motion on the offense where he can get to the rim. But I think that's kind of his ceiling. I don't think the kid's ever an all-star caliber player. I hope I'm wrong, but, you know. And the other thing we're forgetting, Joe Popo07 on Twitter reminds us, 2021 is a big draft year because it's the first year that the high school kids are eligible to come out. So the draft could be totally different in 2021. So that may give it a little bit more value because it's going to open up the draft to a new way, you know, whatever wing, if you want to call it.
That's a fair point. We'll have to see as far as anybody 18 that'll even come out that'll make an immediate impact right away. But you're right. You can start looking and stocking for the future. 610-632-0975. As you continue to react to a busy night last night, bizarre, but when you look at it, it makes sense. Alongside Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, it's the Fanatic at 5.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Pawnee. I was a supervisor and good at my job until I suffered a head injury due to a defective product at work. After the accident, I was just not getting better. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They filed a product liability lawsuit and handled my workers' compensation claim. All the while, they helped arrange treatment with the best doctors. Swartz-Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz-Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz-Cullerton. Swartz-Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE. Oh, 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 visit CVS.
It's buy one, get one at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy with thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, stock up on vitamin D with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO free. And select sun care like Neutrogena and CVS Health BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Oh, 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 visit CVS.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out. And it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless Paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now, it's your turn. Pro grade PPG Timeless Paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Cool refrigerator.
Up to 40% off select major appliances at JCPenney. Nice ice, baby.
Could I afford that?
Special financing with your JCPenney credit card. A little goes a long way. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card through July 11th. JCPenney, style and value for all. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher limited to 10% off savings. Exclusions apply. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Attention real estate developers, Bob Marino's at Spring Garden Lending, specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties. Spring Garden Lending, faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders.
The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get their best deals on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com for your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
You are a hero. You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe. Ow! Luckily, you're armed with a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Available feature based on the FCA US LLC premium minivan segment. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd! Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own heavy machinery, keeping it looking good and safe for the job can be a struggle in time, money, and energy. But it doesn't have to be. For a turnkey solution, including welding, sandblasting, and painting, call Global Metalworks. Global does it all under one roof. Also, look to Global for steel fabrication and custom welding services with a CWI on staff for engineering design and build solutions and equipment modifications. Visit BlastWeldPaint.com or call 267-404-3800. BlastWeld Paint, 267-404-3800.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic at 5. Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers take Zaire Smith after drafting Mikal Bridges at 10 and then trading him to Phoenix. Also involved is the 21 Miami Heat pick. So the Sixers are not only still in play with free agency, but more importantly right now, a trade. Now, that might be Kawhi Leonard. It might be another big, sexy name like C.J. McCollum out in Portland. Or a veteran that can come in and help right away and make an impact, because it doesn't look like Zaire Smith. At least the expectations on that kid's shoulders are to be right away to come in and make an impact. There was another pick as well, Landry Shamet at 26 overall, coming out of Wichita State, a three-point shooter. Pretty much that's it.
So if he's even on the squad to start the season, that'll be his expertise. But for the most part, it's about Zaire Smith, the fit here, and the 21 first-round pick that they get from Miami now, that and how much they can use that to lure a big name here via trade. So the draft was exciting. If you take away the fact that if you look at specifically the player and also kind of the heartbreak moment that I'm sure Mikal Bridges and his family suffered after it was like, okay, yes, I get to play in my hometown, but now I don't and I have to play in... Now, Phoenix is not going to be terrible, but at the same time, it ain't Philadelphia and it's not where you grew up.
No, that had to be quite a emotional roller coaster for the Bridges family last night. Apparently, he was still doing some media hits before he found out. Like, it already happened, and he's out there in his Sixers hat doing media hits still, and I'm like, oh.
And think about that. See, it's not even just the media hit, right? It's the type of questions you're being asked. And your mom is there like she was with ESPN, and it's just amazing to be in the middle of a conversation about the importance of playing in your hometown and drafted by the squad you grew up.
Here's a cut, basically, of that.
It means the world to me, you know. Not the fact that I'm home, you know, I'm just putting in a great organization, you know, great coaches, you know, I know it's going to develop me. And they, you know, they take a lot of pride in me. They took a chance in me, and I'm just happy, man. It's just a blessing.
Yeah, it was awesome watching that interview.
Yeah.
Watching the post-draft interview with he and his mom, with the woman at ESPN. Pardon me, I forget her name.
Yeah, but I forget her name, too.
And it was really cool, those moments. And then, which adds to this drama, if you will, from last night, because that's factored in on it.
Yeah, and it was good to hear Brett come out and address the human nature of it when he was talking about it. You know, he said, I love this kid. I love his mother. I love his, you know, head coach in college.
Mother.
And this was a tough decision for us. You know, he said it was emotional and it wasn't something we did easily. But, you know, Brett always has a knack for saying the right thing. And I thought it was very good for him to address the human element of things last night, coming out in the press conference.
Do we have that?
Let me take a look.
No, I wasn't setting up the cut. I was just going. That's fine.
But I thought it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
Because of the local ties, because the mother works there. I'm sure it was emotional for him.
Yeah, and you know there's going to be a phone call and say, hey, you know, we're sorry about that if it hasn't already been made. But you're right, to at least come out there in the public, especially because the last two guys who were in that position, Brian Colangelo before that, Sam Hinkie, weren't necessarily the best at relating human emotion.
Yeah.
It did feel a little
Hinkie-ish, didn't it?
The move did.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. Now let me say
this,
too.
Because we knew they liked Zaire from Mark Spears' tweet the other day. You know, he did come in for two workouts, so clearly he was a guy that they had their eyes on. So, you know, if you view it as in the Hinkie realm of things, they got a guy they wanted and a future first, unprotected. So that just smells like a Hinkie special to me.
I agree that there was, and that's why I think everybody walks away overall happy because of the trade and the nature of the trade. 610-632-0975, the Fanatic at 5, alongside Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander. Two quick things. First, we should address Josh and other people who might think that, because I heard the Tatum thing, right? Tatum's 6'8".
Yeah.
How is Zaire Smith going to lock down Jason Tatum?
Yeah, maybe not a Tatum, maybe more like a Jaylen Brown.
Okay, now we're talking backcourt, smart.
Yeah, I'd love to know his real height because...
I saw him listed at 6'5", but there's no way he's 6'5".
Yeah, and then I read something that says he's actually 6'2" without sneakers on. So let's settle at 6'3".
Okay, even at 6'4", he ain't guarding Tatum.
No, probably not. I mean, Tatum's kind of a matchup nightmare.
True, and I think
Covington should be your guy, you know?
Correct. If you're going to do anything to slow Tatum down, it's going to be with length and width. It's not going to be with just staying in front of him at smaller positions. Because at some point, he's not terrible with his back to the basket either.
And the Celtics got another solid pick last night. That kid, Robert Williams from Texas Tech, Zaire's teammate, a lot of people had him, off the court issues aside, as a top like 10 or 11 talent. He just had some off-the-court stuff that, you know, people had red flags on.
And
so, of course, that Snake Ainge, you know, gets good value at 28 or whatever.
Just going to say that. You see the value maximized again at the last part of that draft.
He doesn't care. Just value, value, value.
Two other names. Your boy Lonnie Walker making the Spurs a little richer.
I feel justified in my desires now that he went to the Spurs.
It's like when the Patriots or the Ravens used to draft a guy late in the first round, right? You're like, hey, I had that guy. Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, they have to. Are they the best drafting team in the league?
They're up there at the top.
The Warriors, I mean, the last 10 years, you got to give the Warriors a tip of the cap.
But they've done so well mining talent deep in the first round.
That's usually what it is.
Absolutely.
They're late in the first.
So you're right. That was a good one.
I liked Lonnie a lot. I even tweeted out last night I would have considered moving back up for him when he was slipping there that late. Him or Porter.
Yeah, I was going to say, you also had a situation where you could have moved, and again, they did, but a couple of second round picks for that. But you brought up Porter, and that's another name that we talked about at length, especially on the morning show coming your way at the top of the hour at the Tropicana, where he goes to Denver, but available in Philadelphia, and the slip. Now, I was surprised that he slipped that far down in the draft, but here's a kid that I think everybody's going to be looking at because of the ability that he has. It's just clearly his back.
He claims he's fine, feeling well, could play today. Allegedly, his agent was passing out positive medical things shortly before the draft, and I guess in hopes that he wouldn't slip, but who knows. But Jonathan Givnoy from Draft Express had this tweet last night, and I thought it was interesting. He says, there were reportedly serious conversations between the Sixers coaching staff and front office about selecting Michael Porter and the huge amount of star potential he offers. Ultimately, Mikal Bridges fit on this roster, and the team's timeline was too much to overcome.
So here's what I like about this. And I know that Anthony and there were other people that were really high on Porter, and I agree from the talent standpoint, so was I. But the fact that the team strayed away from somebody with injury concern for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I don't count Fultz, and Ben Simmons is different because of the injury.
That was just a freak injury.
Correct. But still, you have to factor in injury, even though the fans might not take the time to discern between the two. You had the guys all before that. There's just a history, a clear history of it.
Yeah, they've shifted their refreshing draft goals. Yeah.
Yes, and that in that regard, it's refreshing. Now, does that mean that Porter's not going to thrive in Denver or wherever the hell he goes after that? No, of course not. But at the same time, right now, today, I can breathe a little bit of relief knowing that they didn't go down that road again.
Yeah. And Vince Pellegrini checks in on Twitter, your boy, and he says that, just a reminder, that Zaire does have a 6'10" wingspan. So, you know, as far as defensive-wise, that's almost Mikal Bridges' wingspan. Mikal, I think, was like 7 foot. So for Zaire to be 6'10", that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive, but still, it negates a little bit with your height.
Yeah.
Because you still need to be tall and wide as opposed to just be wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
totally.
But listen, if they're going to put him out there and see what it looks like in summer league in the preseason, for it.
Are you okay if he's the Sixers' Avery Bradley?
Yes. I think that's why I said earlier you could go small at this point even and experiment.
So if he's Avery Bradley, you're happy with it.
I'm happy with it. Correct. Okay. I don't. But you know how high I've been on Bradley pre-injuries.
Well, you're between him and Will Barton, I'm not sure who you love more.
Or Vince Pellegrino. Eric is next up on the Fanatic at 5. Eric.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning, sir.
So when this happened last night, it just didn't have a right feeling. It felt like something was up. Because in my opinion, if you wanted Zaire Smith, obviously without that first round pick, you could have packaged that 26, moved up and got him, let him develop, and then, you know, bring him up when he was ready to play. So the other thing I feel too is, I don't think it's Kawhi for the simple fact that if they're going to use that 2021 pick, I don't think that's what Pop wants right now. Pop's not going to be there long. He's going to be leaving soon. So it just doesn't make sense for it to be Kawhi. I think it's some other big name star like McCollum or somebody else. I just don't see it being Kawhi because of that.
Yeah, no, listen, Eric, we appreciate the phone call. He raises an interesting point about Pop's longevity following Kawhi Leonard leaving. And I agree in the first part of it, which is I don't see Greg Popovich. I don't think anybody sees Greg Popovich sitting through an entire rebuild. With that said, the team will still be there.
Yeah.
The RC Buford and the team will still be there, so there's still going to be need to reload and get a young kid, especially if there is going to be the opening up with high schoolers. There's going to be a need to restock, especially if you're in the middle or the beginning of a rebuild. So while Greg Popovich may be like, hey, I'm gone, the team will definitely have a need for that pick.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think that's a great trade piece that the Sixers now possess. Something tells me it's not going to be Kawhi, but something tells me somebody else could become available.
Listen,
there's always somebody you don't know or don't think of that becomes available. And the way Brett was talking last night, he had this swag to him that he honestly believes, I think, that they're going to do something splash-worthy.
If they get a trade for C.J. McCollum, hypothetically, that is still that enough to lure LeBron James here even for a year. Especially if Paul George says, I'm chilling, and Kawhi Leonard says, all right, I'm staying for a year.
I don't know if they could do both, because I think C.J.'s already getting 25.
It might be too much now. I was going on the Kawhi Leonard
contract.
But look,
if they had Zaire Smith and C.J. McCollum, I'm pumped out of my mind.
Yeah, 25-7, that might be a little bit too much. Yeah. But again, you can move contract. It wouldn't be the end of the world.
And we're just using his as an example of somebody that could become available.
Luxury tax is not out of the question if it's the difference of bringing LeBron James in here for 1 year. All right, I need Brett Brown to take us into the break with Star Hunter. It's the Fanatic at 5.
We are star hunting. Or we are star developing. That's how you win a championship.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Always overpromise. Advice you're likely to get from someone who owns a Ram truck. Because with the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, you're not only capable of always living up to expectations, but exceeding them. For instance, when your buddy forgets to mention that he's bringing his ATV, a half-faced cord of wood, and his new 8-rack smoker on your camping trip, no sweat, because you know a 2,300-pound payload capacity can handle it. Ram, built to serve.
Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $159 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing. Tax, $10 a license extra. Payload when properly equipped on 2019 models. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-5. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out. And it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now, it's your turn. Pro grade PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service. with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782. $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
If you own heavy machinery, keeping it looking good and safe for the job can be a struggle in time, money, and energy. But it doesn't have to be. For a turnkey solution, including welding, sandblasting, and painting, call Global Metalworks. Global does it all under one roof. Also, look to Global for steel fabrication and custom welding services with a CWI on staff for engineering design and build solutions and equipment modifications. Visit blastweldpaint.com or call 267-404-3800. Blastweld Paint, 267-404-3800.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before and what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The city of Philadelphia is going to love him because of his complete competitiveness, his athleticism, and his toughness. He is bred for the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any denial in Zaire Smith's ability to put the ball on the floor and get to the rack, and his ability to stay in front of most players in front of him. I'm not willing to say that he's going to lock down Jason Tatum just yet, but he's going to have two specific skill sets that will be required and relied upon right away, and that's the athletic ability both on offense and on defense. So with that said, there are going to be some things you can look at with Zaire Smith and be okay with and happy about, but at the same time, you don't have someone like Mikal Bridges who could have stepped in right away and provided some offensive firepower for a team that needed that desperately in Boston, and to be fair, consistently throughout the year. But, of course, that's not only the thing that went down and was associated with that trade, as it is the Fanatic at 5, Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander until the top of the hour. Anthony Gargano, Bob Cooney come your way then as we will join them down at the Tropicana for the morning show. But you have the 2021 first-round pick from Miami, and that still involves the Sixers star hunting. Yeah. As Brett Brown says.
Yeah, I couldn't help but think the first thing last night was that's a trade package piece. I would guess it's more likely to be traded than to be kept, but you know, it's less than 12 hours old, so what do we know? But I am curious to see just the way Brett came out talking about getting that star player and star hunting. I felt really good about it, and I just, you know, that it makes a lot of sense that that pick is a trade piece.
I agree, and when you look at where it could go, yes, Kawhi Leonard's an obvious one. We discussed Portland, but here's another way that it can be used is it's incentive now for a third team to get involved and take on contract.
Yep.
So the Sixers might be able to bring somebody in and move some contract out, and that might alleviate, even if it's for LeBron or another free agent to come here, and that now gives a third team incentive to say, okay, well, at least we're not just taking on a bag of you know, potatoes here. We're actually taking on a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So that could help too. But yes, if I had to say right now, is that pick going to be here next year? Then I would say no.
Yeah, that's what my gut says. But I'm excited to hear from Brett. He's going to join the morning show today at 8, and then we'll also hear from Zaire Smith himself, I think around 9:15. So I'm looking forward to what the Brett interview, because you know, Anthony and Bob are both, they have a very good rapport with him. He's not that he's not always open, but I'm excited to hear him with those two. You know, now that he's had probably a couple hours of sleep on it.
So Markelle Fultz is going to be a topic of discussion moving forward because of Zaire Smith.
Yep.
And I'm curious to hear Brett's thoughts on that, Zaire's thoughts on that, because the fans are going to be looking at this, especially playing those two positions, the same position, pardon me, coming out there with those two. So it's going to be interesting moving forward what happens as that kind of hovers around, knowing that there's going to be competition right there between the two of them.
Yeah. And I called him Fultz Insurance last night on Twitter. Obviously he doesn't have the shot that you feel great about for a true two, but I think he's kind of more just that athletic defensive, get to the rim, cut, run in transition two, more so than your traditional shooting guard.
610-632-0975. We'll continue to get your reaction before the morning show comes your way in 10 minutes. Elliot is next up on the Fanatic at 5. Good morning, Elliot.
Yo, what's going on, man? So after watching the first round, I was so pissed off, I went out and Ubered. I listened to every word of Brett Brown's press conference. This trade was unintelligent, indefensible, and inexcusable. And it's all that I need to come to the conclusion that Brett Brown doesn't have the intellectual firepower to do this. This kid is going to be down in Delaware.
Okay, what about the pick?
I don't care about a pick 3 years later from Miami when you got a guy who you said was your... We all know Bridges. Everybody from Jalen Rose to us knows that Bridges was the pick. Brett Brown said Bridges was our 1A. He would have come in here. He would have played. This kid Smith was our 1B. The pick was what made the trade.
Correct.
So here's my question. Here's what I need to know. What was the difference between the 1A and the 1B? Because that pick better meant a hell of a lot. Because this kid is not going to be here playing. This kid is not going to get on court next year. I've dug up a scouting report from him down in San Antonio. I don't know if the Spurs did it or not, but it came from a media outlet in San Antonio. This kid, he's another kid that doesn't shoot.
Right.
Freak athlete, defends well. You mentioned Avery Bradley. My thought was, what was wrong with Avery Bradley in free agency? Because he comes up this year. So you wanted Avery Bradley, why not go get and make a push at him and take Mikal?
Well, here's the thing. Elliot, listen, we appreciate your phone call, and I understand your frustration when it comes to the players. And I even said that when we began the show, Jamie, which is, if you take the pick out, I'm not excited today. I looked at Mikal Bridges as a better fit. I looked at Porter on the board as a better fit. And I thought to myself, okay, I don't know what I'm going to get right away at all from Zaire Smith. But,
no.
And this is to counter Elliot's frustration, you have to look at this pick as key currency right now.
Yeah.
So forget about it in 2021. Just look at it right now that it keeps you involved. And the reason why, personally, I'm not going to sign Avery Bradley to a contract is because Avery Bradley's not taking a one-year deal. He's going to want...
And he'll get overpaid.
Exactly. And I'm not going to look for a 4 or 5 year deal for Avery Bradley and overpay him and lock in more contract that I should be using in free agency next year.
Yeah, exactly. That just jams you up in 2019.
Right.
So if he's Avery Bradley, then it gives you the cap flexibility, because then you're paying him the 16th overall value of a first round pick as opposed to an open market deal for Bradley. So,
But I get Elliot's frustration when you talk about the players themselves. I get it, man.
Dude, my cousins, they are Villanova graduates, so they have a bias. But they're saying, oh, this is a disaster. I can't believe this. There's a lot of that talk on Twitter as well. And, I don't think it's that. I think we have to wait and see what comes from it, because I do think that trade or that pick is going to be traded in some capacity.
At Madman McGuire, echoing those sentiments too. I'm still trying to quote process why we made that trade. I was so happy for Bridges and the team, and then boom. Yeah, I like D and crazy athletic like the next guy, but I don't know about this one. Brett Brown overthink this one? It's going to be interesting.
Zaire.
Here's what I would say. I'm going to attach this first round pick from Miami more so and weight it more so than Zaire Smith. Meaning that if it were just a trade and you looked at this and said, okay, they got a future second round or, a protected first round pick in a couple of years that's not doesn't have value like this pick does, then maybe it's easier to equate the two players and you're frustrated and you say, all right, listen, Bridges clearly a better slot here. But if they move that pick for somebody, even if it's not Kawhi Leonard,
then it's a big, big success.
Exactly. I can deal with Zaire Smith being in the Gatorade League for a year. Right?
I don't think he'll...
Which I don't think will happen.
Yeah, like...
He'll be on the team.
Yeah, I mean, just that athleticism alone they want to see in this offense running. I mean, immediately he should be able to give you defense, right? That's not something that... That should take that long to translate to the NBA level. I mean, Hinkie's big thing was free throw percentage is a big indicator of translating a jump shot to the next level. And Zaire shot 71%, which was better than Markel Fultz, who's shot, you know, I think 64 in college.
Yeah, which doesn't bode well for him repairing that shot.
No, not at all. So, I mean, 71% from the free throw line is potentially workable. I mean, who knows? But, you know, you have a 6'3". Two guard that doesn't have a shot, but has a lot of upside in other areas. So
I thought that we were trying to move past that.
Do we need shooters here?
No. I'm saying as far as, yes, exactly, especially with Markel Fultz. I don't even want him to be Markel Fultz insurance. I want that job to be open.
Yeah.
I want both of them to have equal fight for that job. The 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's Car Gurus, CARGURUS.com. All right, busy morning show coming your way as Anthony and Bob will take over at the top of the hour live at the Tropicana. Again, Brett Brown will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock
right at the top of the hour.
Okay, right at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock.
And Zaire should be right around 9:15.
Zaire.
Zaire.
All right, it's the Fanatic of 5, Jamie Lynch, Eitan Shander, 97.5.